Jeremy Bradley here, under the shelter now as the rain continues to fall in Dawson City. Again, dawson.jbonair.com is where you can see all of the fun from DCMF. I'm joined by Patrick from Soda Pony, performing all weekend here at the show. Now, we were just saying before we went on the air that you are disgustingly young to have such success in music. First off, thanks for joining us. And tell me your thoughts of Dawson City Music Festival.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me. I've been coming here for a long time, and it's...
Why? Let's go there. What brings you back all the time?
I just keep getting the opportunity to come in different groups, so, and I always say yes.
Well, that's saying something then about what you can do, right?
Absolutely, I guess.
What's the highlight of it then? I mean, were you coming here then before you were performing too then, or were you just...
Yeah, so my parents are both professional musicians in Yukon and Whitehorse, so I would come as a tot all the way up to an annoying preteen. Running around to the hospitality and everything, right. I'd come with them, and then my dad got me and my sister and him all playing in an old-time string band, and Dawson booked us twice.
Nice.
And then that was...
So if somebody's never come here then, I mean, what two things would you tell them would be the draw to say, hey, get down to Dawson City Music Festival? Aside from hearing you, okay,
yeah,
there's
UConn.
One.
just if you've never been to the Yukon.
Yeah,
it's fantastic,
absolutely.
Up here. So good up here. And then I'd say it's one of the most unique and interesting festivals that I've ever been to.
Well, let's talk about the people that you meet here. I mean, you've got old, young, from near, from far.
Totally.
It's diverse in terms of talent on stage, but then also in the audience.
Yeah. The choice of acts, scheduling, programming, and the just spirit of the thing is like totally sums up the Yukon. Mm. It's the like pioneer spirit, I guess. It's just like I've never... Like, I just talked to these guys, Slow Can Ramblers, my friends from
they
Toronto.
They were on our show last week well, yes.
Awesome. And they're like, people have, like, never danced like that.
Yeah.
To our stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's like, they don't, it's just like, people are here to dance and have a good time and have the spirit of the thing. It doesn't matter what the music is, they're going to be open-minded and enjoy it.
Well, take us up on stage there. You know, I don't do music, so I can't really answer. But so what is it like? Do you have a set list? Do you kind of just sort of go with the flow? Tell me, like, what's the thought process behind your show?
We usually go with a set list. We try to, like, crest the show like an album.
Right.
Like, a lot of bands do that. So, like, you know, try to, like, save sort of most poppy kind of song for third kind of thing, like you hear on a lot of
albums. Okay, so there's, yeah.
And end strong, because that's like the last impression. First impression, last impression are really important. And my band usually plays the same song, kind of it's like an outro, intro kind of thing. It works for us right now.
Well, let's give a shout out then to the band. So Soda Pony, for people who might not be familiar with the group, type of music, style, website, social media, all that fun stuff. Go for it.
Oh, sodapony.tumblr.com. That's our website.
Okay.
You can see all sorts of Soda Pony stuff there. Our album for sale on Bandcamp. Yeah.
All right.
That's we don't have a big social media presence.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah. But you know what? That's social media, not necessarily as personal as being one to one with your fans, and you
exactly.
know that's
yes,
also
nice.
Good. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining
awesome.
Us, and we're gonna go enjoy the rest of the festival.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.